Fables and fairy tales are often more than just great stories. There are lessons and meanings amongst the enchanted animals, crazy characters, and magical objects. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new fabulous books that blend folklore and family history into tantalizing tales. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. First up, The Bullet Swallower by Elizabeth Gonzalez James. Quentin Tarantino meets 100 years of solitude in this technicolor fable of a Mexican family cursed by the greed of its ancestors and haunted by an ageless but not heartless spirit sent to claim their crooked souls. Part of the story unfolds in 1895, when Antonio Sonoro crosses the border into Texas to rob a train, runs afoul of local lawmen, and survives a gunshot wound to the face that earns him the nickname that titles the book. But even worse, in his mind, he's adopted by an unwelcome but unlosable sidekick, a dandy British sharpshooter right out of Monty Python who drives him crazy with nonstop banter as they flee the vengeance of the Texas Rangers. Another thread is set in the 1960s, when Mexican movie star and family man Jaime Sonoro uncovers the evil genealogy of his clan, and with it, what he imagines could be the role of his dreams, playing his great-grandfather, the bullet swallower himself. But when he takes in an unexpected house guest, whom we recognize as that Grim Reaper fellow, it seems like trouble's on the way. There's even more going on in this book than gleefully gory melodrama and supernatural hijinks. If you weren't convinced by Tarantino and Garcia Marquez, let me throw in Cormac McCarthy and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Quite a book. Combining folklore and family saga with a detective story, The Fox Wife by Yang Si Chu revolves around the idea that there are foxes among us, magical shape-shifting creatures who appear as humans, only better-looking, cleverer, much more agile, and nearly immortal, with a lifespan approaching 1,000 years. Chu's bewitching heroine, Snow, is one of them, and when we first meet her, she's on a mission to avenge the death of her baby daughter, which involves going undercover as a servant to a kind old lady and tracking a shady photographer across early 20th century Manchuria and Japan. Snow, who candidly assures us, "I am not a good girl at all," is on a collision course with an aging private investigator named Bao. Bao has been hired to look into the death of a young woman in the Pleasure District, and he has a superhuman skill of his own. He can hear lies. Furthermore, he doesn't believe in foxes. Yet. So lively and sharp-edged, with settings as clear as pen and ink drawings, The Fox Wife unfolds almost like an animated cartoon in your head, narrated by Snow's irresistible voice. I exist either as a small canid with thick fur, pointed ears, and neat black feet, or as a young woman. Neither are safe forms in a world run by men. Frankly, I'd prefer to look like someone's grandmother. That would at least give me some dignity appropriate to my years. To start her quest for revenge, she turns into her beautiful human self and grabs an outfit off a clothesline. A virtuous fox should not steal, she notes, but appearing by the roadside as a naked young woman is just asking for trouble. As several unscrupulous men will find out in the pages that follow, so is messing with Snow.
The books are The Bullet Swallower by Elizabeth Gonzalez James and The Fox Wife by Yang Zi Chu. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.